Let me get situated. While I'm getting situated, I will tell you, with three children, trying to go out of town, you know, a few months ago when we got the original invitation, I'll go to Texas. Boy, Barry's been in Louisiana for a week, and then I had to get the kids all situated to leave town for 3 days. That's challenging. But I got a text this morning saying they all made it to school, and I didn't have to be there to get there. So sometimes we as moms, we think our roles are irreplaceable, but my dad stepped up and he took care of everything for me this morning. So for that, I'm grateful. Okay, I thank you for the invitation to be here. I'm looking forward to speaking to y'all today and tomorrow. I like the topic I was given, the role of women in the church. And I'm going to be real blunt and to the point right here at the beginning. But I don't know about you, but my makeup, my general attitude about things is I like a challenge. And most of y'all probably like a challenge too. And when I think about the role of women in the church, I think sometimes we look at that like a challenge to see. Sometimes our mentality, I guess you could say, is we feel we have to prove something because we're women. You know, I know at home I'm a daddy's girl, and if my dad says, Lucia, you're not strong enough to do this, I'm like, you want to bet? And I give it my all, and I usually succeed. And sometimes, you know, when we're told, oh, you don't need to do that, we get on the defensive, and I say, yes, we can. Yes, we can. We jump in there and try to do that. And I'm afraid that's what's happening with the women in the church. Now, I have never had that issue. I've never felt insecure or inferior to the man and his leadership role in the church, because that's what God commanded. But I think it's ironic, ladies, how sometimes we tend to focus on the negative, what we can't do, what we've been told we're not allowed to do, instead of focusing on the positive of what we can do, and that is so much in the work of the church. When we think about the church, our role is so significant, ladies. It is so significant. We have a lot to contribute to the church in our different roles and our different talents that we possess. And honestly, I believe in looking at the big picture, but in the big picture, the public assembly is just a small part of that big picture, okay? It's a small part of the overall work of the congregation. There are so many areas, and we're going to talk about these things today as we go through our lesson. But as we begin this morning, I want you to open to 1 Timothy 2. We're going to go to the text that was assigned to me, and we are going to, or assigned to us for our study this morning. And we're going to read what Paul has written here in 1 Timothy 2, verses 8 through 15. And then we are going to dissect that, and then we're going to break it down into three different areas. Paul writes, I desire, therefore, that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Let a woman learn in silence with all submission. And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, holiness, and self-control. Okay, let's look at these verses individually real quick. Verse 8 simply is telling us the rules for men in the worship. But let's move to verse 9. Okay, these are the rules for women in worship. You are to be present. You are to be modest. You are to take part silently, showing good works in life. I want us to focus on good works for just a minute.